school is getting close, as we say. We've got teachers, of course, preparing lesson plans and priorities right now. And we're going to talk to the Teacher of the Year in Washington State. Nathan Bowling teaches AP Government at Lincoln High School in Tacoma. He says the most important lesson he teaches every year is his week-long focus on dealing with law enforcement. Bowling said he got the idea from questions from his students in the days after an 18-year-old man named Michael Brown was shot and killed by police in Ferguson, Missouri.
And the students were just, they were really distraught because my classes are seniors, right? And so Mike Brown had just graduated, like he's their age. And there was just a panic in the room about, you know, what if this happens to me? What if it happens to somebody we know? And it's crazy, like the narrative in high poverty schools is that we have to save kids from the streets. It's even crazier to me to think that we need to save kids from the police. And that sounds extreme, but like that's the reality my students perceive. And so like adults may not like hearing that reality and adults may not appreciate like that framing, but that's how my students see it. My students see that they face a existential threat from rogue law enforcement. And it's not about all police officers. And I want to make sure I'm clear about that. Like there are a very small number of law enforcement officers who get a disproportionate portion of the abuse of force complaints. And like they are the problem with law enforcement right now.
You said not everybody likes this framing of saving kids from the police. What have you heard? What do you mean?
I've gotten some pushback from members of the law enforcement community. At my high school, we have an SRO, which is a school resource officer. And after I gave an interview to another radio station, he came and talked to me and sat down. And we talked for about half an hour about like my perspective and point of view. And at the end of it, like him and I were at a point of agreement and we get each other. But the things I'm talking about are serious. And some people who are very defensive about the work they do don't necessarily agree with everything that I'm saying. But for me, I'm operating from the perspective of my students. What do my students need?
How did you work out your differences?
He came and saw me. And I kind of told him the same thing I've said to you, that like the reason why I want high standards for law enforcement is I believe in law enforcement. I believe the work they're doing is really important. And in fact, it's some of the most important work happening in society. They're at the front lines of keeping us safe. And at the end of that conversation, like we were able to come to an agreement. Like he doesn't think I'm anti-police. And for me, it's funny because a lot of my progressive friends are very anti-SRO, and they want to get the cops out of the school based on some events that they've seen. A lot of us saw that video in South Carolina. But Officer Smith's an amazing officer, and he's done a lot to make Lincoln a safer place. And I feel safer with him in the building.
What about the perspective of a parent? Because in my American government classes, we would learn names of cases and precedents set. Do parents ever complain that what you're doing sounds more political to them, more like advocacy?
Well, but that's the thing is I'm teaching the cases and precedents through this work, right? And so my students are conversant in Matt versus Ohio. They can talk about the exclusionary rule. They can talk about due process. They can talk about what I'm doing is I'm taking the government that I'm obligated to teach and I'm putting it in a context that my students want to learn about and actually increases engagement. My students are government nerds. Like they walk around, they can break down the 15th Amendment and they can break down the 14th Amendment. They can break down the idea of Reconstruction. It's not like I'm not taking the content I'm supposed to be teaching and putting it away and then like politicizing the classroom. I'm bringing the contemporary issues into my students' learning.
Do you think they're government nerds before they got to you, or are you turning them into government nerds? You're shaking.
No. I call myself a nerd farmer. Essentially, like I have a philosophy that like the reason why I'm a teacher is that I want to have better neighbors. I made a choice to live in the community I teach in. And so the students I'm working with are going to be the future police officers, future real estate agents, future entrepreneurs, future small business owners. And so what I'm trying to do is plant seeds that will grow and germinate in the east side of Tacoma and help economically develop that part of the city, because that's the part of the city that needs the most development.
Does this section about interacting with police, does any of that come from personal experience?
Oh, absolutely. I have a very complicated relationship with law enforcement. It's funny, like my favorite two favorite TV shows are The Wire and SVU. Like I love police work. It's really similar to teaching, honestly. I've had adverse experience with law enforcement. I'm an African-American male. I get pulled over a couple times a year. I had an experience when I was 15 where I was staying on a bus stop and I matched the description. And a police officer basically jumped out of his car, pulled a gun on me and threw me to the ground and searched me. And so like that's total context that I have in my head. But like I'm not anti-law enforcement. I'm not anti-police. Like I want police and I want law enforcement in America to live up to the ideal of this nation. Like I believe in due process. I believe in equal protection. America is just uniquely situated in this weird way that like we're the only industrialized nation where this happens.
You even considered being a police officer, yeah?
I did. When I was finishing my undergraduate degree, I kind of thought about going to the State Patrol Academy. One of my one of my mentors in high school was a police officer, and he believed in me. He saw me making some bad choices and tried to hold me accountable.
You've said that this workshop on how to deal with the police is the most important lesson you teach each year. Is that right? Why is that?
Well, number one, engagement. Like, the students are never more tuned in than during the section. It takes everything that we talked about all year, and it really, really applies it in context. We're looking at federalism, the power of local governments versus federal governments. We're looking at due process. We're looking at Supreme Court cases. And so it brings relevance to the work. I take teaching as a trust. Like, the community is handing me their children for hours a day. And so this is the one thing that I teach that could save a life. And so I relish the opportunity to teach it. And I treat it seriously.
We've heard a lot lately that police need to de-escalate a situation. Are you teaching your students that they have a responsibility to de-escalate?
I am. So I guess the analogy I have as a teacher is that I've seen teachers who can't de-escalate. And teachers who can't de-escalate send more students to the office, have more discipline problems, and have to get administration involved more in their classrooms. And it's the same thing with law enforcement. If an officer can't de-escalate, then they're going to have to use force more often, and they're often going to have more citizen complaints. And so one of the things I teach my students is that they have to remain calm no matter what. And so even if the officer is excited or agitated, they need to remain calm. I'm aware, like, I've read enough and seen enough police shootings that I understand that, like, officers shoot and officers use force when they're afraid. And so it's weird to put the onus on my students, but, like, I tell my students, like, whatever you do, you have to make sure that you don't create additional fear in the officer's life and in the officer's heart. And so I give them, like, really concrete advice. When you get pulled over, turn on your dome light, take your registration, don't put it in the glove box, put it in your visor so your hands can be in sight. Roll the window all the way down. And essentially what I'm trying to do is encourage my students to put the officer at ease. Now, is it weird to be saying to a 17, 18-year-old, it's your job to put this grown man or grown woman at ease? Like, yeah, but, like, if that's what it takes right now, that's what it takes.
Yeah, this is a government class. You're going beyond what the students' rights are and talking about what they had better do. Yeah. How do the students react to that?
They eat it up. Like this, it's funny. I have a kind of philosophy about teaching where I want my class to be a place where students would go even they didn't have to. And everybody shows up this week. Like, when we're talking about policing and deal with law enforcement, they want to bring friends from other classes in. A couple of my students have taken projects and gone talk to younger classmen. Like, this is the students are completely engaged because it's personal and it's real for them. But the thing is I work with a population of students who is perfectly capable of dealing with the rigors of an AP class in a college environment. And it would be a shame that they wouldn't be able to get there because they had a bad encounter with law enforcement. And, like, that thought honestly keeps me awake at night. Like, I've been teaching in Tacoma for, this would be my 11th year, and I've spoken at 4 different funerals for students, and each one of those has been due to, like, street violence. But if one of my students was lost to law enforcement, that would, given like my charge and given my content, like, that would haunt me forever.
That's a heavy responsibility.
But that's the work, right? And, like, that's what we sign up for. Like, as an educator, I'm a part of that community. Like, I love the families I work with. I embed myself in the community, and there's nowhere else I would rather work.
Nathan Bowling teaches American government and politics at Lincoln High School in Tacoma. He was Washington State's Teacher of the Year last year. You're listening to KUOW's The Record.